First of all, this is Brother Julius Adeomi. We are going through the Second King, the book of Second Kings, and we are reading the stories of the kings of Israel and of Judah. Sometimes they brought in the story of the king that was oppressing them, that the king of Syria that we just read in chapter 13. Now we are in chapter 14. And I read verse by verse and pause and give some comments as the Lord leads. Chapter 14 of Second Kings, verse 1. In the second year of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Judah. So he was 25 and he reigned for 29 years. So that's more or less making 54 years when he died. So those kings were not really living long enough, because even in the days of David, they are saying 70 years, and if they got 80, they are strong. But these people are only dying at 50 something years of the kings. Verse 2 said he was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Joadan of Jerusalem. Verse 3, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Now, all the kings that were reigning in Judah, many of them did right. I mean, they followed this line of David's pattern, which their father followed, until one of them became evil and didn't do that. And they always report that this fellow also did right. Amaziah said he did right in the sight of the Lord. But said, yet not like David his father. He did according to all things as Joash his father did. I mean, he was following his father, not like David the Greek father. But at least he did, the Bible says he still did right, following his own father, Joash. Verse 4. Howbeit, the high places were not taken away as yet. The people did sacrifice and burnt incense on the high places. Verse 5. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants which had slain the king, his father. You know, the two servants of King Joash, the king of Judah, were the one that killed their king in the conspiracy against him in the house of Milo. We saw that in chapter 12 or chapter 13. So when Amasa became king, he took those two servants and got rid of them. That was verse 5. So as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, after he knew that yes, he got everybody on his side, he slew his servants which had slain the king, his father. But the children of the murderers he slew not, according unto that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin. So that was what Amaziah did, make sure that he didn't disobey God. So he killed those servants that killed his father, the former king, but he didn't kill their sons. Just let their sons alone, because the law of Moses said that the father shouldn't be killed for the son, neither should the children be killed for their father. So everyone will die for their own sin. Verse 7. Still talking about Messiah. He slew of Edom in the valley of Salt 10,000 and took Selah by war and called the name of it Jokteel unto this day. Verse 8. Then Messiah sent messengers to Joash, the son of Jehoiah, son of Judah, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us look one after another in the face. Now, this may be the beginning of his pride, because now he was just one tribe, Judah, plus Benjamin. They are small. Now, he wanted to go against the king of Israel, that are 10 tribes, which perhaps will number more than them. But he thought, well, God is on our side there, we can defeat anybody after he has defeated Edom. So he now said, well, he wanted to go after Israel, the big Israel. And he called this king and said, let's look at one another in the face, mean fight one another and see who's going to win. And verse 9 says, and Jehoash, the king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, hey, the thistle that was in Lebanon, that's the proverb, sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and throw down the thistle. Verse 10, thou hast in this smitten Edom, and thy heart has lifted thee up. Glory of this, and tarry at home. For why should thou meddle to thy heart, that thou should fall, even thou and Judah with thee? So that king of Israel said, brother, don't meddle, brother, just stay at home. Why will you fall with your, with bringing Judah to fall with you? But his name said, but Amaziah will not hear. Therefore, Jehoash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Bethshemesh, which belonged to Judah. And Judah was put to the walls before Israel, and they fled every man to their tents. So he went and he was one that invited that man to come and fight, and the man said, better stay home, don't fall, because you just defeated Edom, you think you are now proud. And he said, no, you come over, we'll beat you up too. Okay. And they went and fought in Bethshemesh, and he said, Israel defeated Judah, that the people of Judah fled. Verse 13. And Jehoash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Bethshemesh, and he took their king, the king of Jerusalem, and came to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim unto the corner gate, 400 cubits. I mean, he broke down the walls of Jerusalem. That is, the king of Israel broke down the wall of Jerusalem where the king of Judah reigns. And he took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord in Jehu, went into the house of the Lord, the temple, because they don't come there anymore. And he took all the gold and silver he could find there, which means where they call the Holy of Holies, they ransacked that place also. So you see how the Lord just leave them to their shame there also. And he said, and all the treasures of the king's house and hostages, he took hostages also and returned to Samaria. Verse 15. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash, which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehoash slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and Jeroboam his son reigned in his stead. Now, Amaziah, they're going to talk more about Amaziah right now, who went and fought against Jehoash. And as they say, he took Amaziah, I'm not sure he killed him, more or less just took him as a prisoner of war, but came to Jerusalem and break down the walls of Jerusalem and took all the money, gold, silver, whatever they have left in the temple of God and went back to Samaria. Verse 17. So you can see what the situation was in Judah and Israel. Verse 17. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoash, king of Israel, 15 more years. He still lived 15 years after the king that conquered him and made him almost prisoner of war. But he didn't kill him. He just let him continue to reign in Jerusalem. But he broke down the wall, took all their money and all their gold from the temple of God and went back to Samaria. But this king of Judah, Amaziah, still lived for another 15 years after that king of Israel died. Verse 19. Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. See, even some of his servants made a conspiracy against Amaziah. And he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and slew him there. So things were just rough in their generation. That even the servants of the king of Judah made conspiracy against him. And he fled and they sent after him and killed him in Lachish. Verse 20, and they brought him on horses. And he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. Now verse 21, and all the people of Judah took Azariah, which was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. See, they were against Amaziah, against the whole family. And they went and killed Amaziah. He ran away, they went after him and killed the people of the land. Or some people were very rebuilt. And after they killed him and brought him back, they made his son Amaziah was 16 years old to be king. So it's not like they are revolting against the land of David, they're just against this king. Verse 22. So Azariah was 16 years old and they made him king. Verse 22 is talking about Azariah right now, that he built Elath and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amasiah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, began to reign. Now we are going to talk about the king of Israel now. So when they tell us what happened in Judah, they tell us what happened in Israel. So he reigned 41 years. That is Jeroboam, the son of Joash. 41 years. Well, that Jeroboam was like great, great, great grandson of Jehu. 24. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spake by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, which was of Gath-Hepher. Now, this is where the name of Jonah was mentioned in the book of Kings. It was in the days of this king Jeroboam, the great-great-grandson of Jehu. That was when Jonah was alive, prophesied to that king that they will restore the lands all the way to the sea for Israel. And he said this Jeroboam was able to do that. Verse 36. So for the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter, for there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. And the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. So the man was strong enough to wage war in his generation and restore some of those cities that belonged to Israel and brought them back under Israel. All the way to the sea, they said. Now, verse 20, they said, now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, not that he did, and his might, how he warred, and how he recovered Damascus. So he said he recovered Damascus. Damascus has always been part of Syria. No? He was in that generation, was able to recover Damascus, because in those days, even King David was ruling over Damascus. No? And then, of course, the Syrians came back and took it over. Now they said this Jeroboam and his generation also were able to recover Damascus again back under Israel. And he warred, and now he recovered Damascus and Hamath, which belonged to Judah for Israel. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So they say Hamath belonged to Judah. So Jeroboam will restore back under Israel. Verse 29, and Jeroboam slept with his fathers, even with the kings of Israel, and Zechariah his son reigned in his stead. Now, that was end of chapter 14. We're going to go now to chapter 15 and see continuation of the stories of Jeroboam, king of Israel, and then they'll tell us the story of the king of Judah. That was in the same time frame. Chapter 15, verse 1. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, son of Amasiah, king of Judah, to reign. 16 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. Now, 16 plus 52 will put him all very close to what? 68 years. So he lived longer than the earlier kings that have been king. But still say, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amasiah had done. Save that the high places were not removed, the people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places. Verse 5. And the Lord smote the king, as the king, as Zechariah, or Azariah. And the Lord smote the king so that he was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house. Shut away from the people, because leprosy, they always keep them away. And Jotham, the king's son, was over the house, judging the people of the land. Now, they called the name of this king, the son of Amasiah, they call him Let's read again. His name was Azariah. And then when you go to the book of Chronicles, yeah, and then let's look at it quickly in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 3, and see what they call this king, because the name sometimes change, because people have the name sometimes look alike, but sometimes they misspell it or give a different frame of the name. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, because there was a story of the king that was meeting with leprosy, and it was this same king, but they didn't give the name as they call it Azariah. And 2 Kings chapter 26, it was called Uzziah. See, the name Uzziah and Azariah is the same name. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 3 and 4, the name of this king that became leprous was Uzziah, with a U. In the 2 Kings, it was called by the name Azariah, in 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 1. And they only just told us that he became leprous. They didn't tell us the story. When you go to 2 Chronicles, it was detailed what caused him to become leprous in 2 Chronicles. Maybe you could throw that story in right here, because 2 Kings, whoever wrote the 2 Kings was simply giving us some summary, not telling us the detail, what happened, how did he become leprous. They didn't say, they just said God smote him. He was leprous all the days of his life, and his son was now ruling. In verse 5 that we just read, that Jotham, the king's son, was over the house, judging the people of the land, while his father Azariah was leprous. But when you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, where the story of Uzziah was reported, Uzziah was what it was called in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Let's just read the whole story. It was in verse 16 that they are talking about. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16. They talk about Uzziah, the king, that he did well until he was strong. And when he was strong, in verse 16, it said, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. That was Uzziah, or called Azariah in that 2 Kings. But yeah, we are still reading 2 Kings, but I wanted to point out this story to tell us what made him to be leprous. That was not detailed in 2 Kings chapter 15 we are reading. It just said he was smitten by God to be leprous for the rest of his life. But in 2 Chronicles, the story was told him that after he was strong, he would have been doing all things right, maybe serving the Lord and so on and so forth. But when he did, by verse 16, in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16, but when he was strong, when Uzziah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. That was what they said he did. And then Azariah the priest, what they call the priest was called Azariah here. And you wonder whether people miss the name together or confuse the name, because in the Second Kings chapter 15, they said the king's name was what? Azariah, the son of Amasiah. In 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 1, they were saying the king's name was Azariah, the son of Amasiah. Okay. But in the Chronicles, they were saying the king's name was Uzziah. It was the priest that was Azariah. You see? So that is why it is when people are telling history many years later, they can mix up some of those things. So whether the name is actually Uzziah and his priest, the priest's name in that generation is Azariah, or it was reversed, or they are both Azariah, they just use Uzziah to distinguish, because Uzziah could also mean Azariah, depending on how they shot him. But see, they say the priest in verse 17 here, or 2 Chronicles said, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 17 said, the priest's name was Azariah, went in after Uzziah, and with him false called priests of the Lord that were valiant men. Verse 17 said, and they withstood Uzziah, the king, and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thy honor from the Lord God. That was what they said, the challenge giving in the temple, that it's not for you to come offering incense, it is for the priests. to declare been having a confrontation between one another, between the two offices, the priesthood and the king's line in that generation of Uzziah. But they said his name was Uzziah, and the priest, high priest's name was Azariah, where the second king said his name was Azariah. So, but they didn't tell us the story of what happened, why he was leprous. But there, this is what they said happened when they confronted him like that. Verse 19 said, Uzziah was wrath. I mean, he disagreed with them. That's why he was wrath. Also. And had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wrath with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. He himself hasted also to go out because the Lord had smitten him. So that was how he was smitten, and they say he was leprous the rest of his days. That was what was being reported in 2 Kings chapter 15 that we are reading from verse 1. And they say he was leprous, and his son became the judge for the rest of the days of Azariah. But they call him Azariah here instead of Uzziah. So let's know that the same name Uzziah is the king that they are talking about in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16, 17, 18. But we are back to 2 Kings chapter 15 right now, where we read that in verse 5 that the Lord smote this king so that he was a leper until the day of his death and dwelt in a several house. And Jotham the king's son was over the house judging the people of the land. Now verse 6, and the rest of the acts of Azariah or Uzziah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Azariah or Uzziah, bring the name Uzziah back to that too. Make it clear that we are talking about Uzziah, which was in 2 Chronicles, and called Azariah here in 2 Kings. Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. Verse 8 says, in the 38th year, of Azariah, king of Judah, now they're going to tell us what's going on in Israel by this time. This Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria. 6 months. You see, he only reigned for 6 months in Samaria because somebody overthrew him. Verse 9. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And Shallum, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him and smote him before the people, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. Now, that was the end of the reign of the children of Jehu, when Shallum conspired against this king, who was the current king, the great grandson of Jehu. And he only reigned for about 6 months in Samaria before this Shallum conspired against him and killed him. Verse 11 said, and the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Verse 12, this was the word of the Lord which he spake unto Jehu, saying, thy sons shall sit on the throne of Israel unto the fourth generation. And so it came to pass. So Jehu's sons unto the fourth generation reigned over Israel until this king Zechariah was killed by Shallum, son of Jabesh. And Shallum now reigned. Verse 13. Shallum, the son of Jabesh, began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah. Now you see, it was now called Uzziah here, king of Judah, when it was actually called Azariah in the earlier chapter. It was Uzziah that is what it was called in 2 Chronicles. Uzziah, king of Judah. And then Shallum began to reign, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. So just 1 month is when Shallum reigned before somebody else would kill him. For Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Tarsa and came to Samaria and smote Shallum, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria. See, you are just killing one another. You see, when God's mercy is taken away from any land, everybody wants to be king. They are killing one another, coup d'etat, and overthrowing one another. And that was going on in Israel around this time now, because A strong man just come and kill, calling king, and another strong man will kill that one of so little sin. Verse 15 said, Menahem, the son of Gadi, verse 14, Menahem, the son of Gadi, went up from Tarsa and came to Samaria and smote Shalom, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and slew him and reigned in his stead. Verse 15 said, and the rest of the acts of Shalom and his conspiracy which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Only read for 1 month, according to what he said. Just 1 month. That's what he said. On easy lies the head that wears the crown. Because everybody wants that crown. And if he's not a strong man, they will get rid of him very quick. Verse 16. Then Menahem smote Tipsah and all that were therein, and the coast thereof from Tarsa, because they opened not to him. Therefore he smote it, and all the women therein that were with child, he ripped up. That is when this Menahem was coming to attack Samaria to kill Shalom. He got to this place called Tipsah and they didn't open the door for him. So he came back and destroyed the whole place and killed even the women. Verse 17. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, began Menahem, the son of Gadi, to reign. Now they call him back Azariah. When he was over there, they call him Uzziah. The same Uzziah. In verse 13. Now they call him Azariah in verse 17, the same person. Verse talking about Menahem began to reign, and he reigned 10 years in Samaria. Verse 18. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, he departed not all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, because they never go back to Jerusalem. So as long as they didn't go back to Jerusalem to worship God, and they were worshiping those golden calves, they were still following the sin of Jeroboam. Now, verse 19. And Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land. In these days, the king of Assyria was called Pul. And Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. So he more or less gave the king of Assyria money that he just support me here, and 1,000 talents of silver. Verse 20. And Menahem exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of the world, of each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and stayed not there in the land. Now, that was how the first time they mentioned the king of Assyria. Assyria was getting powerful by that time, and Pul was the first one that. That was really by the time Assyria became powerful, and Assyria came against Israel, and Pul gave him money, 1,000 talents of silver, and king of Assyria went back. And the rest of the acts of Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Now, from the time of Menahem right now, the Israel country will begin to reduce. Verse 22, and Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah, his son, reigned instead. In the 15th year of Azariah, Uzziah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, the son of Menahem, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 2 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. But Pekah, the son of Remaliah, a captain of Is, conspired against him. After 2 years, one of his captains conspired against him and smote him in Samaria, in the palace of the king's house, with Agob and Arieh, and with him 50 men of the Gileadites. And he killed him and reigned in his stead, in his room. So now that's why I say 2 years, and he killed him, and the king and another person took over. Verse 27, or verse 26, and the rest of the house of Pekahiah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Verse 27. You can see that in that generation, everyone is like, it's like tribal, saying, where our tribe must reign. Our tribe must reign. And so they get a strong man and they kill the other person and they reign. And the other person will want to kill that one too, because everyone wants to be king. Once there is no fear of God and they have departed from God, the devils took over lands and begin to make all those things happen. That's why that's what normally happens in this kingdom of darkness. The whole kingdom of the world is kingdom of darkness. No matter what type of government they set up, it's still kingdom of darkness. Even the democracy they are talking about, where one they have to vote and then people are going to say, no, you rig it, you don't rig it, they're never going to agree. It's kingdom of darkness. We pray that the kingdom of God will come soon. Now, verse 27. We are reading 2 Kings chapter 15. We are now in verse 27. In the 250th year of Azariah, or Uzziah, king of Judah, Pekah, the son of Remaliah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 20 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, came Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Ijon. Now, before they said it was Pul that was king of Assyria. Now, another generation has come. Tiglath-Pileser is the name of the king of Assyria. And he took Ijon, and Abel-Bel-Maacah, and Janoah, and Kedesh, and Asor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. Now that was almost half of the place of Israel, or one third, whatever it is. But he has carried some cities away right now. He carried the people there captive, carried them to Assyria, Bastari. And Hoshea, the son of Ela, made a conspiracy against Pekah. Pekah was taken, but half of his, almost one third of his cities have been taken by Assyria. So Pekah, Hoshea, the son of Ela, and Vastari made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and smote him and slew him, and reigned in his stead in the 28th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. And the rest of the acts of Pekah and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Verse 32. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, began Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, to reign. Now they're going to tell us what's going on in Judah at this time. Verse 33. 25 years old was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He was 25 years old and he reigned for 16 years, beginning in 41, before he died. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Sadok. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. That's Jotham. It was Uzziah, his father, that became leprous, and Jotham was just over the house until his father died. Then he made it. Verse 35. Howbeit the high places were not removed, the people sacrificed and burned incense still in the high places. He built the higher gates of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the house of Jotham and all that he did are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. Verse 37. In those days the Lord began to send against Judah Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah. And Jotham slept with his fathers and was buried with his father in the city of David, his father. And he has his son reign instead. So there was not too much peace in those generations. They say, against Judah, Israel was coming against them. Pekah, the king of Israel, son of Remaliah, and the king of Syria was also coming against them, against Judah. So they have two enemies to come to contend with. Verse 38 says, and Jotham slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Ahaz, his son, reigned instead. Now, this is the end of chapter 15. We'll continue this in chapter 16. God bless you.